Second reading is a continuation of the reading from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew, the sixth chapter, reading verses 25 through 34. Listen to God's Word. This is Jesus speaking. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. It is on our money, although I guess it's not going to be on the new pennies, from if I understand correctly. It is a phrase, a motto, in God we trust. It is also one of the great ironies for those most of us who use money that has that slogan on it, trust more in money and wealth. It is in money and wealth that we place our trust and faith. Money, we believe, will give us comfort, security, health, free us from our anxiety. Wealth will give us the good life. But we have been deceived in believing that. We have been disillusioned. Money is not something in which we can trust. As evidenced by the status of our 401ks, our 403bs, our pension funds, our savings, our stocks have failed us. And the U.S. and world economies are in crisis, the worst since 1929. This is not news to any of us. Where do we now turn? In what do we now place our trust? Well, Jesus had a lot to say about money. The exposition of this passage we have read comes part of the larger context of Jesus' teaching on what is known as the Sermon on the Mount. Wonderful words of wisdom, of Christian ethics, of practicality, of getting right to the point about living life under God. Jesus is very direct and clear when he tells us in verse 19, do not store up treasures on earth, for moths can eat money. Rust can disintegrate wealth. Thieves can break in and steal. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What truth that Jesus teaches. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What we treasure, what we value, reveals our heart, reveals our priorities. Our treasure reveals that in which we really do trust. We trust that which we treasure. Then Jesus gives this parable. It kind of doesn't quite seem to fit about the eye being part of what constitutes the health. If the eye is healthy, the rest of the body will be healthy. It is a parable, really. It is an example within a teaching moment that Jesus gives, and it really has to do more with not so much a healthy eye. I think it's better translated, as some other translations put it, a generous eye. That is, how we see the world, the lens through which we see the world, will determine how we live our life, where our health is and where our heart is. If we choose to see the world through the reality of the lens of wealth and the accumulation of wealth, that will have its effect on us. But if we see the world through a generous eye, a healthy eye, that too will have its positive effect on us. The inner aspect of our lives and our hearts, the outer aspect of our lives and the way we view the world and the way we view the priorities of life, will lend itself to the totality of how we live our lives under God, where our heart is and how we see reality. No one can serve two masters, Jesus says. Hate one and love the other. You'll have divided loyalties, and the dilemma in which we live is, do we live by the world's standards of trusting in wealth and the accumulation of wealth? Or do we live by Christ's standards of that generous eye, of generosity, and of doing good? When money becomes our master, then money becomes our idol, our God. That is where our heart is. That is where our treasure will be. Then Jesus gives some very practical advice that if we ever needed to hear it, we need to hear it now, about worrying. This is a season of worry. We are living in a culture of worry now, of anxiety. What will we do? The noted preacher is a British preacher who for many years preached in London's Westminster Chapel, Dr. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, in his commentary on the Sermon on the Mount, tells us that worry is never of value at all. Worry is always a pure waste of time. Jesus even says, how can worrying, what will it produce? Will it produce even one moment more of prolonging one's life? Well, the reality is, the more we worry, the more it'll take away from our life and the quality of our life. Martin Lloyd-Jones says that worry is a matter of faith, or rather, failure of faith. It is failure to put faith into what we practice. Not just failure to believe in God, but failure to believe God, to believe the promises of God. Faith, says Lloyd-Jones, refuses to worry. Faith refuses to worry. Jesus gives us such wonderful poetic images of God's care of God's providential care for us, the birds of the air, the lilies of the field, how God provides for them, and are we not, those who are created in God's image, of more value to Him than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field? O you, he says, of little faith. This is a time in which it will be shown whether we are a people of little faith. This is a time in which it will show whether we are a people of faith, of where our treasure is, of where our heart is. We are in the midst of this year's stewardship campaign. What a time to have a stewardship campaign. It is a matter of the eye with which we see, the heart which shows our treasure, a matter of faith. The packets have gone out. Most of us have probably already received them. If you have not, that probably means something is wrong in the system. And we let us know, and we will happily get a packet to you, provide one for you. This is the time in these weeks, these next few weeks, when we're considering our approach to stewardship this year as individuals and as families. It is a difficult task before us. On November 9th, just a few weeks from now, we are asking you to return those pledges and packets and time and talent sheets for all of us, even youth, to return them to us. We'll have an opportunity during worship that day to dedicate them, or we ask you, if you won't be with us that day, to get them to us in the church office before that date, because it's going to be a challenge to meet all of the demands this year for our church family in such a culture, in such a time in which we live. This year, more than ever, stewardship is a matter of our faith. Where is our heart? Where is our treasure? In what or in whom do we trust? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.